This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Most of you will be familiar with a famous scripture in Joel chapter 2, verses 15 through 19. Blow a trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing infants. Let the bridegroom come out of his room and the bride out of her bridal chamber. Let the priests, the Lord's ministers, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, and do not make thine inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they among the peoples say, Where is their God? Then the Lord will be zealous for his land, and will have pity on his people. And the Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied in full with them, and I will never again make you a reproach among the nations. Trumpets are mentioned over 100 times in the Bible. There are two words for the noun trumpet in the Hebrew Old Testament. The first is shofar, or ram's horn, and the second is chatzotzra, which is used still today for man-made silver or other metal trumpets. Both of them have great significance throughout the scriptures. Now, here's a trivia question for you. Who was the first trumpet player in the Bible? Let's begin our research in Exodus 19, 16 through 20. So it came about on the third day when it was morning that there were thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very loud trumpet sound, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked violently. When the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. And the Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Who played the trumpet? Some might say that the sound came from wind and the rocks. Others claim it may have been the angel Gabriel. However, when Moses ascended and God descended to meet him, there was no angel present. So, could it have been the Lord himself? Psalm 47 verse 5 lends its support to this idea. God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Still not convinced? Okay, so how about Zechariah 9 verse 14? Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning, and the Lord will blow the trumpet, and will march in the storm winds of the south. Or maybe Isaiah 27 verse 13. It will come about also on that day that a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were perishing in the land of Assyria and who were scattered in the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Another question may arise. Has God put his trumpet in the closet like many high school marching band members who go on to business school? Well, not according to 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. What's so special about a trumpet sound, be it a ram's horn with only 5 notes, or a modern 3-valve Pro model with the 2.5 octave chromatic range? Why can't the Lord descend with the sound of a tenor saxophone, or maybe a harp? Well, very simply, the trumpet easily produces a clear, loud sound, which anyone can understand. Just ask the parents of any 10-year-old trumpet student. 1 Corinthians 14:8 says, For if the trumpet produces an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for battle? Actually, according to Revelations 4, verse 1, the voice of God itself is like a trumpet. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet, speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after all these things. Now, don't feel left out if you can't get a sound on a shofar and never studied cornet as a child. You can still make your sound known, as in Isaiah 58, verse 1. Cry loudly, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. In other words, God will continue to raise the battle cry on his trumpet. You be his mouthpiece. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.